All right. And you, so you were doing this in Kigali and near, and near Kigali for how long?
I was in Kigali for 7 months.
Okay. And at that time you were a translator, essentially.
Translator, yeah. Okay. Basically, we were doing translation, yeah.
Okay. And then you were transferred, I think you said, to...
First March. We came on mission first, around early November. And we were here up to about mid-December. Then we went back, went home for Christmas. Then when we came back, then we were sent here officially on the 1st of March.
Of what year?
97.
Okay. So you were there in 1996, the end of 96.
Yeah, end of 96. We came also at the beginning of the year. I remember coming back home from the Christmas holidays around the 6th, I think, or the 5th, I don't remember exactly. Virtually the next day, we had to come here.
Okay.
And then we were here for about 2 months. Then they decided that we had to stay because trial had to start. So we left on a Wednesday to just go and pack and came back on a Friday.
Okay. And when you say we, approximately how
we
many?
We were three colleagues. The there's a gentleman called François Bembatoum, he's the chief interpreter now, plus an American lady. She went back to America. She's back to America now, Sherry Walker.
Sherry Walker.
Sherry Walker, yeah. Okay. But there was two other colleagues. They had to go back to Kigali and continue working there. Mrs. Olamide Yebovi and Mrs. Ololade Benson.
Okay.
So five of us came here on that mission in January and February, but only three of us were sent here to come and work here.
Okay. And when you were in Kigali, and I'm about to finish, I think, on that part of it, were you really busy or was it sporadic?
Oh, we were very busy because there were many, many witness statements coming, you know, from the field mission, and we had to translate all of them. And then they were waiting for all this translation for the trials to begin,
okay,
to start.
Yeah. So you had a, would it be fair to say you had a fair bit of pressure on you to get this done?
Yeah.
Okay. And you had five people in Kigali.
We had, doing translation?
Yeah.
At the time we had Frank George, an English interpreter from Britain. We had Olivier Stanley Oliver, that was his name, from the UN, the United States, Shari Waga, from the United States, myself, from Cameroon, François Bembatoum from Cameroon. Then our chief was a gentleman from, where was he from the West Indies.
Okay.
The French West Indies, called Joel Kinnett. Then we had Ololade Benson from Nigeria and Olamide Yebovi from Nigeria and he's here now, Bayo Fadumba from Nigeria.
Okay, so
that was the team.
Okay.
That's about five English and three French.
And were you all trained, specially trained, or have that in your background?
Most of us, yeah, because these are people I had known before, working as a freelance interpreters. I had met them before, like Olamide Yebovi, François Bembatoum, Frank George. We had been working in the sub-region of Africa.
Okay.
And basically all of them had been trained as translators or interpreters.
Okay, let me go back just a little bit. Mm-hmm. How did you happen to become a trainer before the time you were in Kigali, before you got involved with the ICTR? Had you been a translator before then?
Well, yeah, I had been working for 16 years as a translator interpreter. I was trained in France and then in Great Britain.
Okay.
My mother tongue is French because normally I speak French. That's why my English is so bad.
Oh, no, it's
so I was trained in England and in France, as I said. And when I went back home, I started working as a translator, senior translator interpreter at the Presidency of the Republic in Cameroon. Then 5 years later, I was sent to open the Regional School of Translation and Interpreters in Buea.
In
Buea. It's a small town down the Mount Cameroon mountain.
Oh, in Cameroon.
In Cameroon,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we opened the school in 1986, January 1986. I was a lecturer in that school and the director in charge of studies as well. Sorry. I was there for 5 years, you know, from 96. Basically, September 1985, we started the classes in January 1986 up to December 1990.
Okay.
When I joined the National Assembly. Then in 1996, I joined the ICTR.
What led you to want to join the ICTR?
I have to know to say that I don't know how it came. I didn't ask for a job. I had done some Spanish and some Portuguese while I was at school, and there was the mission, the United Nations mission for Angola. I had a colleague who had been given a 2 month contract to go and work with the mission in Angola, the UN mission in Angola. So she came home for a few days and she said, but you know, Justine, you have Spanish and you have Portuguese, you know, they need interpreters in Angola. Would you give me your curriculum vitae? I said, okay. So I gave it to her. So she took it. And the next thing I heard was I received was an offer to come and work with the ICTR. So, but I had been working with the UN on a freelance basis, working with the WHO, the World Health Organization, with FAO, with UNESCO. So I suppose they had, you know, some information concerning my education and my profession. That's how I received this offer.
Mm-hmm.
So I took it.